This is Inside Cross Country Skiing, a podcast hosted by the British team. And we've got Magnus Björk here and myself, James Cleary. How's it going, Magnus?
Yeah, it's going good.
Yeah,
Magnus. Sitting here with you.
Yeah.
And speak about
all sorts of stuff.
The races today and
yeah,
a little bit others. Thanks. Yeah.
So we're in Ulricehamn right now, and Magnus is our wax manager. He's the wax expert on the team. It's only you actually that does any waxing.
Yeah, but I have some help sometimes.
Yeah, from the coaches, I guess. They do lots of testing.
From the coaches and from other waxers that help me sometimes. But it's like a little bit tricky these days with the COVID and the situations. So
yeah, we can't get that many other waxers actually.
No, yeah. It's hard to, hard to do that.
But yeah, so basically what you do every day is you do ton of testing and a ton of unpacking all the van and then repacking all the van. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's all about packing up.
Packing
all up again.
You spend like
and drive a few miles.
Yeah, a few miles.
Yeah,
it's funny. We were talking about it earlier because you were thinking about now you're going home before World Champs. So you're going home to Umeå, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, where I live.
Yeah. And so tomorrow you're gonna drive. What is it? 11 hours, something like that.
Yeah, hopefully under 11 hours.
Yeah.
10 and a half, maybe.
Oh.
If it goes.
Ouch. That's that sounds heavy going. Yeah, so Magnus was saying, oh, yeah, if I wake up during the night, I'll just pack my bag and just go and like 4 in the morning.
I hope to be awake like 4 or something. So.
But he's been.
He's been early.
He's been skiing so much the last few days. When we're in Fallon, he's just like every day testing all our Salomon skis, and skiing super fast as well, because now is actually I was talking to the Rossignol guys, so the service guys, they're working for Rossignol and help the athletes to test skis and stuff. So they were saying actually that this is what we had in Fallon last week. So artificial snow and really really cold weather, like minus 15. Yeah. That's pretty much what we might get at Olympics, right?
That should be like cold conditions.
Yeah, Beijing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And artificial snow. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think they have any snow in Beijing, anyway.
I don't know. I haven't never been there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there, and it's
okay. Yeah.
It's there's piles and piles of artificial snow. So.
What have you been doing there then? Skiing?
I was there for, I've been twice there. We were once and we went to Yan'an for the sprint tour. It was like 3 years ago, I think. And then the Olympic year. And then 2 years ago, two seasons ago, I was there in Beijing for this another sprint tour, which was three races. And that was super, super well organized. And there was the first time it was a bit of a party trip. It was straight after the World Cup finals in Fallon. And so, we're just partying all the time and one race. Whereas the second time I went was actually racing properly and breathing polluted air and dry, cold air. It wasn't so nice. Everybody was coughing after the race.
Okay.
So that's what you're looking for. Yeah. You're looking forward to, you can wear your mask all the time.
Yeah. We're used to it now.
Yeah. I mean, you live in the wax cabin with like powder air all the time. So you're used to having shitty air. But I was going to ask, we can talk about the race that I've had today. And then we can ask a few questions about the situation Magnus is in and everything that if you can give us a bit of some wax tips and that sort of stuff, because there's no I don't think there's any podcast. We were talking about it earlier. There's no podcast about waxing. Well, there might be, but do you know any?
No, I can't say I know about it. So
yeah, so maybe
A little bit about waxing, though, but
yeah,
podcasts. Again, yeah.
You can do a Magnus Björk podcast then.
So. Magnus Björk special.
Right, I'll talk a bit about the race, and if you have any questions, Magnus, just interrupt me and yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
So today was a sprint skate for me. So yeah, it was an important race. I had targeted that race for a long time. It's an interesting course here because it's one long uphill, not so steep, and then one long downhill with a little bump in the middle, basically. And so the whole course is skate 2, so V2 or double dance, that's how people call it. So yeah, no skate 1 at all, which is a bit unusual. So prologue went all right. I managed to lose 3 seconds from the stadium, from the entering the stadium and to the finish. And I think that's been a problem with quite a few other folk. I was talking, at least 2 other guys told me that they had the exact same problem. So yeah, it's I think easy to lose a lot of energy on the downhill, and then you get to the finish and you're just absolutely wrecked and can't go any further, any faster, I mean. So qualified 22nd, and then the race was super tight. What do you think, by the way, Magnus? The heats were quite impressive. It was like people fighting everywhere, and like, yeah. I'm impressed that there's not been more crashes, because it was close together, the race.
Yeah, all the heats, I think it was. Yeah.
Except maybe the one with Ustrugov, where he's like goes to the bit front before. And goes insanely fast. Yeah, we should talk about that as well afterwards. But I had a good quarterfinal. I think I was in perfect position coming into the stadium, but then out of nowhere is Finn Hagen Krog that overtakes me on the left side, and he had like twice as much speed as me, and so he went past me and Sindre Skar, and sprinted with Sindre Skar and ended up third. So I didn't make it to the semi-final, so that was super, super disappointing, because I felt like I was definitely good enough to make it to the semi today. But just that little tactical error, you know, of not going past or not blocking the outside of Sindre on that last corner coming into the stadium. So yeah, it's definitely always learning, but it's always a shame. Where it was perfect race until that point, and then this little mistake, because I didn't see him coming, it just cost me the semi-finals. So yeah, at the moment I think I need to have a perfect sprint to be able to go to the semi-final, and that's difficult for sure, and I have a bit less experience than all these guys. So yeah,
but you seem to have more power after the race.
I was a bit annoyed, so I was like kicking the snow.
You have a lot more to give.
For sure, that's why it's frustrating. But I was talking with a French guy, and it's you know, the races where you feel, that's what's so hard with sprints, is that first of all there's less sprints than distance, and it's so typical that the days where you're feeling really, really good, there's something that happens. So in Valmastera, I got a bit tangled up with another guy when I'd been fifth in the qualification. So I should have been much better. And then here today, I just do this small tactical mistake that costs me the semi-final. And it's always like that in sprint. But that's what's so beautiful about it, is that you can have a medium day and then do really good tactics and go to the semi-final, even the final. But yeah, But anyway, that's sprinting, so can't do anything about that. Just gotta be perfect in tactics now. So tomorrow's team sprint. Unfortunately, it's just Magnus and me here because all the guys have gone home. Because we do not have a team sprint tomorrow because, as most of you know, Youngie was injured after his little crash in Fallon. It's funny because Muzzy was starting to tell everyone that, oh, Youngie's just pretending, he's been a worse because, he just had this little crash and hasn't actually got anything broken. Turns out that he actually has his fibula broken, which is the bone behind the tibia. So yeah, that's a tough one because he's not racing here this weekend with me, and it's gonna be difficult for him to come back for World Champs. So what do you think, Magnus? Is he gonna come back for World Champs or not?
The most important is that he's getting better, and
yeah.
We'll see how it is. Hopefully, it won't take so too long.
Magnus can make some sort of special ski that can hold his leg at the same time, or
That's a tricky one, I think.
That's gonna be difficult. Yeah, actually, funny thing, he's he's been skiing on the, or like he's trying to ski on this like the para. Like a seat, you know, the seat.
Paraski.
Yeah. How do you have a name for it in Swedish?
I think so. Sitski or something.
Sitski. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's trying to go on that apparently, but in Trondheim, have you skied in Trondheim before?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like only up and down, isn't it?
Up and
down. Yeah. So I don't think he's gonna have great fun trying to break on that because I think that's pretty difficult, isn't it?
A little bit scary.
Yeah. So that'd be fun. So maybe he'll get injured somewhere else by trying to train on that. But yeah, I guess it's more exciting than just doing ski erg indoors. Yeah, because you need to be a bit of a lunatic to do that. I heard that actually Mussy's girlfriend did 5 hours on the ski erg.
Okay, and that's impressive.
Yeah.
Or,
and there was,
what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, you need to be an absolute lunatic to do that.
Like crazy.
Yeah, well, I think there was a guy, Mussy was telling me there was a guy from Trondheim as well. I can't remember, was it Chris Jespersen or someone else that had got a roller ski treadmill and did 6 hours on the treadmill.
Okay.
On the roller ski treadmill. Oh. It's like, who does that? That is just insane. Imagine doing that. That's, what the hell. Anyway, some people are nuts out there, especially in Norway. And I guess in Finland just as much. But yeah, we can we can talk a bit about the waxing. How has it been going, waxing for the British team, Magnus? Has it been fun? Or?
Absolutely. It's fun to be a part of the team. And a small team and a little bit different than I used to before. Work.
Yeah, so, I mean, because you worked, what, 8 years in the Swedish team?
Yeah. Almost, yeah. So that's a little bit different from this work, but
because here you're like your big boss.
Big boss.
You're the big wax manager. So
I take the decisions to but I have a good help from the Norwegians, and we have
like collaboration
with two Norwegians in the Chinese team as well.
Yeah.
So that's really good, and I learn lots of taking more and more.
You managed to learn stuff, but you're already 50.
Yeah.
What, 54?
I'm 50.
50. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that's quite good. Cool.
Yeah.
Because you're this shaman in like waxing, so I thought you'd know everything.
you can't know everything.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in waxing.
Yeah, yeah.
Changing all the time, I guess.
But I hopefully I can learn the other guys as well something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're basically the big boss that tells Hans, no Hans, these are not training skis. You have to take to take the training skis. You have to
take your own skis.
Not the wide base, Hans.
Not Jimmy's skis.
Yeah. Not the
he's the going to race with his skis.
You can't go on the tourist trail with them. So you talked a bit about the collaboration with other teams and everything, and how does that kind of work? Because back in the day, it used to be very like set. So we were giving some bibs to the Norwegian team, and it was a mini scandal almost. I remember the Swedish getting a bit annoyed at us for doing it.
Yeah.
So we were giving bibs to the Norwegian team because we were not filling our quotas in terms of staff, and then they were giving us wax tips and in exchange. But now are we giving them bibs anymore, or
we do
and they give us wax tips?
Absolutely.
So it's the same as before, actually. Yeah,
maybe we test with them a little bit more now than before. I don't know exactly how it was before, but we working good together, I think. Hopefully even better after a while. So I have been I started with this in October, so 2020, so it's quite new for me.
Straight into it. Yeah, that's cool. But like, so far we've had amazing skis. So we've been doing something good. Yeah,
especially
especially in classic. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I think Muzzy at least was super satisfied.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and I was gonna ask, like, we're not gonna reveal any secrets, of course. But yeah, we. I wonder if it's a bit of a Swedish thing, because we had this waxer back in the day called Bengt Hjort, I think his name is, and he used to cook wax. I remember he went to the Olympics. Have you been to the Olympics, by the way?
Yeah, I've been in Sochi
and Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang.
Uh huh. Yeah. So it's like same old for you. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, this dude used to. To cook wax, like he used to get some like stuff ordered from like Russia, and then he would like cook, he like take his wife's pans and like cook in the kitchen. Is that like a typical Swedish thing to do?
I don't think so. typical waxer thing, I guess.
Do you know anyone else who does it?
Yeah.
Know. Yeah.
You know, I tried a little bit by myself, but there is other guys who is doing it a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Try to get anything, so.
Yeah, but
anything is better than
the things you buy in the supermarket.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you can make wax. Is it mostly like glide wax or grip wax that's the best to cook, you think?
It's you can do a little bit of both, I think.
But that's funny, because that's nuts that you can do better wax than the thing you get in the shop, you know, by cooking in your kitchen. Do you use the same pans for your cooking, or do you have different pans for cooking wax?
Not the same that eating in, so.
I hope so, yeah, because otherwise probably
it's not so good.
Not so healthy. Yeah.
Not so healthy.
Yeah. But that's cool, yeah. And so who were the athletes you kind of worked with in the Swedish team?
When I started, I started with Charlotte Kalla and Marcus Hellner.
Uh-huh.
So it was...
Yeah, it is a
tough start in my first season, but then I worked all the years with Marcus
Hellner.
So And the past 2 years I worked with Maja Dahlqvist and Frida Karlsson.
Uh-huh.
So
like medium skiers.
Medium skiers. No. Really good.
Impressive,
skiers,
yeah.
So I have the good experience from Seefeld, the World Championships.
Yeah, so, for sure. So who do you think is better looking than Andrew Musgrave and James Clunier or Maja Dahlqvist and Frida Karlsson?
I will pass on that one, I think.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Definitely Andrew Musgrave and James Clunier.
Definitely, yeah. If you say so.
So mostly with Salomon skis then you worked?
Salomon and Fischer is most...
Of course, Frida is on Fischer, right?
Yeah.
But me and Andrew Musgrave were skiing on Salomon skis. Have you got any things you want to say about Salomon skis? Because they're quite different from Fischer skis. They're very stiff Fischer skis, that's what people tend to think. Ross and Jon Fischer quite stiff skis, and Salomon a bit not quite stiff.
No, it's a little bit different between them, but their skis are almost the same in the
Yeah,
I don't know.
What do you mean? So I guess they feel just different. Everyone talks about how, Fischer skis tend to have like so much grip. Maybe the difference, or
no, I don't think so.
No,
I don't. No, that's you mean the skate ski store?
The skate skis. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
if you see in Lahti in the 50K there, it was quite icy.
Yeah,
and then the Salomon skiers were really, really good there.
Okay, yeah.
And the Fischer had some problems with the grip, so I don't think it's...
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to put words on it, but it's difficult to really identify the feeling, because it's really something you have to feel, like the difference between skis, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's more of a feeling sort of thing, I guess. Last thing, for the average skier that goes out, the motionist, how you say in Norwegian or Swedish, I guess as well.
Motionär.
Okay. The average skier that wants to do a bit of skiing on a Sunday, what's the best? He's got this wax package of he needs 3 tub wax, 3 clisters, and 3 glide wax. What does he take? Any brand, you can say.
Any brand, what do you...
Oh, you can say, you can do a mix of brands, or you can... What's the best 3 tub wax for you?
I think for... it's easy to keep with one brand.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And learn most of the things
Yeah.
If you go with Swix and you learn how those products, it's easier.
Yeah.
And if you should have a little bit of everything, so then it's hard, I think, to get some good skis in the end.
So, But on Swix, what do you reckon for grip wax? V45?
V40.
V40, I mean the V-Extra.
Yeah.
That's good in everything.
Yeah, it's good even here in Ulricehamn when it's minus 10.
Yeah. And then maybe V45 as well, or?
Yeah. VR45.
VR45?
Yeah.
So with fluor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And then the last one?
You should have
something a bit warm, maybe.
Yeah.
So, do you have a name to say?
I have many names.
One of the warm ones. What about Clister then?
Clister, the mostly used in Clister maybe is Råde.
Yeah.
Rode Rosa.
Yeah, Rosa. Actually in Central Europe, where I grew up, everybody uses Roda.
Rode Multigrade and Rode Rosa. And,
And the Violet, maybe?
The Violet Special, yeah.
Yeah, Violet Special, you reckon? Yeah. Cool.
So if you have, like...
Yeah. Back in the day, we used to always wax multigrade, and then if it was cold, then violet, and if it was warm, then rosa.
Yeah.
And that would be perfect. And for
even warmer, you can have rosa special.
Yeah, if you're a bit more expert. What about for glide wax? What do you reckon? Because like I've told my dad that maybe it's better to use just colder wax because it tends to get less dirty and so CH6 and that sort of stuff. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a good fun, I think.
Yeah.
We have it on all skis.
As a base
wax.
Yeah, for testing.
For testing skis before the races. So that's a good...
Yeah, so CH6 is like, you don't really need anything else, or...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's working good, I think, in most conditions, so...
But even for... So when you put...
When it's really, really warm, maybe you can go with something.
Yeah, like CH7, like, What about, last question. What about on our, like, powder? Do you often put HF on the powder, or... Because I heard sometimes it's better to put CH, or that's not true. I heard it from the Swiss guys.
Okay, then it is like that, I think.
Yeah, but because you always put HF under the powder, or? HF is high fluid, by the way.
High fluid, most of the times, yeah.
Yeah, have you tried any of the new HS? So high speed wax, the new without fluor, the new Swix waxes?
Yeah, I've tried a little bit. And going to try even more, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
When it's going to be forbidden with high fluor.
Yeah. So. But and especially Olympics, we're going to be probably waxing without fluor. Yeah. Get prepared. Is it big? It's a big difference between
in the cold conditions. It's maybe the if you go like now, it's the low floor is even better than high floor. Okay. Sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I think the high floor is on the
warm.
Big difference. There's the big difference.
Okay. So, interesting. Cool. Right. Have you got anything else to add, Magnus, then? About waxing or anything?
Or anything?
Yeah.
Maybe saying hi to Youngie.
Hope
he is going to be...
Back on track.
On track again.
Everybody's asking about you, Youngie. Yeah, everyone... As soon as you meet someone by the side of the track, it's like, oh,
yeah.
How's Andrew Young? He's got all his legs broken. Laughing about it, but deep down it hurts, you know? Team sprint tomorrow and team sprint the world champs that might not happen. So, yeah. Now we got to hope for the juniors to be good. There's world juniors next week and we've got... We've got four athletes. They had one girl doing Nordic combined.
Okay.
And
interesting.
And, should be good, especially it's a kind of new sport, Nordic combined for girls. So, three athletes, two juniors and one under 23, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, it should be interesting to watch. Hopefully, we get some new guys on the team soon.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, would be cool.
Yeah.
Because, two Andrew's a bit boring, you know?
A little bit old, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of the
podcast. Soon 40.
Soon 40, yeah. And they're going to ski forever as well. Muzzy was saying the other day, oh, I'm going to ski until I can't ski anymore. Yeah. Anyway, I think, we're done here. Thanks for listening and see you around. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.